Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roller-based wobble flip system in Ableton Live 12 for that sunrise set emotion. Old school jungle style, drum and bass energy. So we are not chasing a giant modern tear-out drop here. We're making something that rolls, breathes, and then subtly flips into a more emotional variation so the track feels alive on the dance floor and in a DJ mix. The vibe we want is classic D&B phrasing. Think steady, hypnotic, moving forward. Then, just when the listener gets comfortable, the bass changes its attitude a little. Not a whole new tune. More like the same character turning its head toward the light. That's the flip. Start by setting your tempo. For a classic jungle or old school feel, go with 170 BPM. If you want it a little more modern and driving, 172 to 174 BPM works beautifully. For this sunrise roller idea, I'd personally sit around 172 or 174, because it gives you that push without losing the warm, reflective energy. Create three tracks to keep the project organized. One for drums, one for the main roller bass, and one for the bass flip or variation. This simple split is important because in D&B, clarity is everything. The drums and bass are a system. If they're fighting each other, the groove disappears. If they lock together, the whole tune feels bigger than the sum of its parts. On your drum track, sketch a simple break-heavy pattern. Kick, snare, hats, maybe a few ghost notes or a chopped break loop. Don't overcomplicate it at this stage. You want a solid grid for the bass to dance with. In jungle and rollers, the bass often sounds best when it's playing around the drums instead of over them. Now let's build the core roller bass. For a beginner, Waveatable is a really good place to start in Ableton Live 12. You could also use Operator or Analog, but Waveatable gives you a clean starting point and easy control. Pick a saw or square-leaning wave to begin with. Keep the filter low pass and start with a cutoff somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. That gives you a darker, more controlled tone. Set resonance low, maybe around 10 to 20%. Keep unison modest or even off at first. And make the amp envelope fairly tight. Short attack, medium short decay, and no long release. We want a bass that pulses, not one that washes over the whole bar. After the synth, add saturator. This is where the roller starts to get a little more life. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives you some harmonic density without smashing the sound. Then add EQ8 to clean things up. High pass the very low rumble below around 25 to 30 Hz. Cut any muddy buildup in the 200 to 350 Hz area if needed, and if the bass feels too hidden on smaller speakers, add a gentle presence boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. That extra harmonic detail helps the bass speak outside of the sub. Now write a simple rolling MIDI phrase. Don't try to sound clever right away. The best beginner roller bass lines are often very small ideas repeated with confidence. Start with one or two notes. Let the root note hit on the downbeat, then move up to a minor third or a fifth, and maybe add an occasional offbeat note before the snare. Use short to medium note lengths. If every note is too long, the bass blurs into the break. If every note is too short, it starts feeling thin. You want a controlled pulse. A very useful D&B mindset here is to let the bass interlock with the snare. Leave space. Let the drum accents breathe. The groove gets stronger when the bass seems to lean around the snare instead of stepping on it. Now let's bring in movement. Add auto filter after the synth, or after saturator if you want the distortion to react a little harder to the filter movement. For the roller section, keep the filter low pass and automate the cutoff gently. You might move it between 150 Hz and 1.5 kHz depending on the section and the note. Keep resonance low and subtle. This is not about wild filter tricks. It's about emotional shaping. Here's the key sunrise move. Slowly open the filter over time. In bars 1 to 4, keep it darker and tighter. In bars 5 to 8, begin opening it up. In bars 9 to 16, let the movement become more obvious so the bass feels like it's waking up. That gradual change can make the whole track feel more hopeful without suddenly switching genres. Now we create the flip. Duplicate the bass track, or duplicate the clip, and rename it Bass Flip. Keep the same basic sound, because the flip should feel like the same bassline seen from a different angle. That's the coach note here. Think of the flip as a camera change, not a whole new bassline. On the flip version, change only a few things. Maybe shift the MIDI rhythm slightly. Maybe shorten one bass hit. Maybe add a tiny rest before the last beat of the bar. Maybe open the filter a little more. Maybe increase saturation a touch. You can also add a subtle chorus ensemble for width in the upper mids, but keep it very light. If you want a darker old-school edge, a tiny bit of facer flanger can work too, as long as it stays restrained. The important thing is that the flip should feel like the roller has started talking back. It's still the same voice, just more expressive. That's the emotional lift. One really effective way to build this is with clip-based automation. Treat the base like a performance clip. Make one MIDI clip for the roller and one for the flip. In the roller clip, keep the base stable and restrained. In the flip clip, change one or two elements only. Maybe the cutoff opens a bit more. Maybe one note jumps up an octave briefly. Maybe the rhythm changes on the last two beats. Maybe the note lengths are a little shorter. A great transition trick is to let the bass drop out for half a bar at the end of bar 8, then bring it back on bar 9 with a brighter cutoff and a slightly different rhythm. Add a tiny drum fill there too. A snare roll, a reversed cymbal, a chopped amen hit, or a short kick pickup can make the change feel huge without needing a massive sound design move. That's one of the secrets of DNB phrasing. People feel 8-bar and 16-bar changes very clearly, even if the actual sound change is small. So if you place the flip at the phrase boundary, it hits much harder. Now let's tighten the low end. Add a compressor with sidechain on the bass, or route both bass tracks into a bass group and compress lightly there. Sidechain from the kick or the drum bus. Keep the ratio moderate, around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack fairly quick. Release somewhere between 60 and 140 ms, and only aim for a few dB of gain reduction. We want clarity, not a cartoonish pump unless that's the style you're after. Also use utility to keep the sub centered. This is important. In this style, the low end should stay mono safe and solid. If you want width, keep it in the upper mids only. The sub needs to stay direct and focused, especially in a jungle or roller context where the bass and kick are moving fast. Now think about arrangement like a DJ. For sunrise emotion, the bass flip should happen in a way that feels mixable and intentional. A simple 16-bar section works really well. Bars 1 to 4 introduce the roller under strip drums. Bars 5 to 8 build tension. Bars 9 to 12 bring in the flip and let it move more. Bars 13 to 16 settle back a little so the next phrase can breathe. If you want extra atmosphere, add a very quiet pad or texture behind the bass, maybe through hybrid reverb, but keep it tucked under and low cut so it doesn't cloud the sub. For sunrise energy, the emotion usually comes from warm tension rather than brightness overload. A slightly opened filter and a minor keynote move can be more powerful than a huge wobble. If the groove feels good, resample it. That's a classic jungle workflow. Freeze and flatten, or record the bass to audio on a new track. Resampling makes it easier to edit, chop, and commit to the vibe. It also lets you print automation into audio, which is useful if you want to turn one transition moment into a future fill or arrangement tool. Once you have the audio, do a quick mix check at low volume. Can you still hear the kick clearly? Is the bass too heavy in the 80 to 150 Hz zone? Does the flip sound clearly different from the roller? Is anything harsh around 1 to 3 kHz? If it feels boxy, cut some 250 to 400 Hz. If it bites too hard, gently reduce 2 to 4 kHz. If the flip feels busy, remove something rather than adding more. Less wobble, fewer notes, less width, less distortion. In DNB, clarity often feels more powerful than complexity. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the wobble too extreme. This is a controlled variation, not a genre jump. Don't let the sub go stereo. Don't overwrite the drums. Don't pile on distortion until the bass only sounds good at loud volume. And don't forget the arrangement. If the flip doesn't happen at a phrase boundary, it often feels random instead of musical. If you want to push the sound a bit further, there are a few nice pro moves. Add a second bass layer only in the mids, not the sub, and keep it quiet. Use a tiny bit of auto filter resonance right before the flip to create tension. If you want more grit, add a very small amount of redux on the flip layer only, but be careful because it gets harsh fast. You can also layer a chopped break ghost note pattern under the bass, so the groove feels more alive. For the homework, try building a 32-bar loop. Make 16 bars of roller, 8 bars of flip, and 8 bars of return with one new detail. Use only one bass synth patch. Change the sound with automation and MIDI rather than swapping presets. Keep the sub centered and clean. Add at least one drum edit to support the flip. Then print the bass to audio and chop one transition into a fill. If you can loop it for 2 minutes without getting bored, the system is working. So the big takeaway is this. Build two versions of the same bass idea. The roller is the steady emotional floor. The flip is the camera change that makes the track wake up. Keep the low end clean, use filter automation and subtle saturation, place the change on 8-bar or 16-bar phrasing, and let the drums help tell the story. That's how you get that sunrise set feeling in jungle and old-school D&B without overdoing it. Alright, let's go make it roll.